What's up, everybody? So this is Seth. I'm recording this after editing the first four episodes, and I really just kind of wanted to get a little bit of a feel for things before I recorded this little intro introduction into the series. It was a rough start. I've never been a dungeon master before and wanted to do everything completely from scratch. All the DMs out there thinking, wow, I mean, I'm sure a lot of you know how much work it really is. But I think things are turning out pretty good. I really like the story. I like the way things are going. Laz and Lucas, those of you over from our other podcasts, Laz and Lucas had never played before either. So a little bit of a learning curve for everyone. The first couple episodes are definitely a little bit on the rough side. I ran out of ink, printer ink. So, of course, I'm printing all the stuff I need to run the game and ran out of ink literally like hours before we were supposed to record. So a lot of the stuff that I would have had printed out, like character sheets and all that, actually had to be on these two screens in front of me. I'm also running like six different programs to get the show going. I have Logic recording the audio. I have OBS recording the video. I have Snapcam for video filters. I'm also using Loopback, which routes the audio to different places. I have Law Zoom running, so Lucas up in Pennsylvania can participate with us as well. I have Foundry Virtual Tabletop, which runs the game. That is a platform app-based or program-based that has to be up and running on my game. So just a lot of stuff going on at the same time. And when you have all those screens up or all those things up, and then you also have to have character sheets and descriptions at the on there also, it was rough. So that was a little bit of a mess. So a lot of editing involved. The characters, I were using Foundry Virtual Tabletop, so they have access to characters on the screen, and I gave them too much access. It literally just as soon as they got broke out of where they were in this little area where they start, they literally just bolted and started going all over the place. So that made it really difficult to keep everything moving in an orderly fashion, let's just say. Laz is playing an Azamir Paladin, and Lucas is playing an Air Genasi Shaman. I do have their origin stories up on the website, which is arcanemediallc.com, and you can see their little Planet Me tab up there, or / Planet Me. As far as that, Arya is a AI character that they have earpieces. For those of you who don't or haven't read the origin stories, you don't know where Arya came from. It's in those stories for the two characters, but essentially it is an AI character they have in their ear. So when you hear her voice or his voice or however you want to call it, non-binary voice, you'll know exactly where that came from. So and lastly, just a little special thanks, Matt Coville. Those of you in the D&D scene know exactly who he is. I watched a lot of his videos on how to be a dungeon master and run D&D. Still going through them. There's like over 100 of them. I think I'm on like number 40, but super, super helpful. Incarnate, that's where I made all the maps. So those of you listening, I'm trying to make this an audio first show. So those of you listening, this is mainly produced to be an audio, but we have a video component. I have the technology and the equipment, and we are running on Foundry, Virtual Tabletop, and all the maps that are on there, I've actually created from scratch using Incarnate, which is just an amazing map creation tool. Then my friend Mike Hall has been the friend for over a decade now, who whenever I have any questions about video production, about copyright infringement of all things, how to run D&D, because he DMs as well. He's just been the guy for me. I know a lot about audio. I'm an audio engineer, an music producer. On the video side, you know, running D&D, a little bit of a different story. So Mike, really appreciate all the help. He sent me a bunch of books. I literally have like 8 books he sent, D&D books, like official books that have been very, very helpful. So I really appreciate everyone who decided to follow along. Next, you're going to hear the intro, a little bit of world building, so you know exactly the type of universe our characters are going to be in. And then we're going to jump into the show. We'll see you soon. The year is 3212, and the fraction of humanity calling Dawn its home is still searching for its identity after the wormhole to Earth disappeared for good. Dawn, the solar system found by Earthen scientists almost a century ago, was a discovery that launched Project Planet Me, the greatest scientific undertaking humanity had ever attempted. Dawn houses thousands of habitable planets and protoplanets, some no more than a few hundred miles across, others into the tens of thousands. Most selected planets underwent terraforming to further their accommodating properties for human settlement. The Coalition, a group of scientists, military experts, and elected officials, oversees the human civilization in Dawn, as they have ever since the first establishment ships came through the wormhole in 3117. In researching the planets more closely over the past several decades, humanity quickly realized that they are not alone at all in the universe. In this far-off solar system live several other races of varied sizes that shared their bipedal and bimanual methods of transportation and gesticulation. Dragonkin, elves, dwarves, and gnomes are just some of the new races humans discovered. Elves and humans have even had children, known as half-elves. Some of the other races learned to speak our languages, and humanity learned some of theirs. As the years went on and the exploratory planet landings expanded, odd quirks in the conundrum of Dawn's arcane physics led humanity to discover magic, a lot of it similar to what they had read about or seen in movies. Not many humans gained the Town of Magic, but those lucky enough to have learned some of the esoteric arts, either by their own investigations or through a teacher, passed it on to their children. Each concurrent generation of magical human blood strengthened the race's power as time progressed, and with all the threats they now face, humans are looking for allies. The ever-increasing run-ins with otherworldly beings that have zero similarity to anything ever recorded or categorized had made choosing a side more paramount for all races. Pandemie was meant to be a scientific mission, but the discovery of alien hostilities added to a military component that began to overtake science in levels of importance. Humanity started to have problems within their own ranks once the wormhole closed for good. Those in power and being backed by Earth and Mars no longer had any true support from home. Factions divided humanity into two groups: those that would stop at nothing to remain in power to take planets and resources at will, and those who think that the powers that be need to learn to share a little bit. Some citizens live within the law and do their jobs well, being good Samaritans and supporting the Coalition. And then there are those who straddle or cross the law, trying to make a difference, sometimes only for themselves, but oftentimes for the masses. In trying to make a difference, our two heroes wake up in some sort of cell, and not for the first time. Two small mattresses on the floor and a bench share a space with a small hole in the ground for relieving oneself. Stone walls and the metal bars ahead are your only obstruction. You both feel as if you had a bit of a beating, but are without injury, although Xavier's jaw hurts. One thing is certain, you two need to get out of this cell. You're pretty sure being imprisoned wasn't a part of the plan.